It is important to remember here is there is to introduce anything new is not problematic. But if it introduced in deen and it is something that is not part of our deen and we start making it part of our deen, although it is part of Islam, now this now becomes problematic. Introducing something new, for example, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no motor vehicles. So now when a motor vehicle is introduced, it doesn't become a bid'ah automatically just because something new is introduced. But it's something that's introduced in deen, something that wasn't part of deen, Sharia did not make it part of deen, and we start making something new as part of deen. There wasn't anything religious attributed to it. For example, if Sharia doesn't have a special night as a big night, now suddenly we all decide here that look, a certain night, it seems like it's a good night to make it into a big night, and we decide that we want to make one night into a big night. And that becomes a bid'ah. We're introducing something into deen that is not part of deen. It's like another example in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were no aircrafts. So it doesn't mean now that introducing aircrafts, going for hajj with aircrafts becomes a bid'ah. No. But if we start making it such that a person has to use an aircraft, he can't use a vehicle or any other mode of transport. Say he's staying somewhere where he can go by car or he can go. If that person can use any other mode of transport, now we insist that this is part of deen, that that becomes problematic. So what is part of deen, we leave it as deen. What is not deen, we don't introduce it as something new into deen. And this is where it becomes problematic. As we people start taking this to be something part of deen, which is not part of deen. So anyway, this chapter deals with this. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought a few ayat of Quran, which we'll do today, to explain how important it is that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah Ta'ala has left us with, let us hold tight onto that without introducing anything else into deen that is not part of deen. We did this before, the bid'ahs, the different types you get. You get some bid'ahs that are wajib, they're necessary to do. And you get some bid'ahs that are completely haram, they're completely forbidden to do. And then you get certain bid'ahs which are manduba, which are recommended to do. And then you get certain bid'ahs which are makruha, which are disliked to do. So all the various types of bid'ahs you get, doesn't mean every single bid'ah is a bad bid'at. Just one example, so open our minds, refresh our minds. For example, this madrasa system that we got, a formalized class system, where there's a syllabus, where there's books, where there's a principal, where there's teachers. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no formalized system like that. There was no syllabus, there was no books, there was no times, there was no classrooms. But wherever they were, they learned, they taught. So now this is something that is necessary. Why? If we don't have this, we don't have a system to learn, then many, many people won't learn. So we'll say now this is something that is desirable, something that is good to have the system. Another thing that we'll say that is good in our time and age is to have specific times for salah. Look, our time, everyone knows Fajr is certain time, Zuhur. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there wasn't specific times for salah. The system wasn't there of specific. They would come, they would wait. When the majma would be big, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start the salah, he'll perform the salah. So now in our times, people are so busy, if you tell everyone to come and wait, people will get upset with the others. So therefore you have a formalized system of time. So there are certain introductions that are there, which are good, but they are not taken to be as necessary part of deen. قَالَ تَعَالَى فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully, after the truth, there is only deviation. In other words, after deen has come to you, now you're putting anything else that is not deen. What is that? That is deviation. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Allah Ta'ala says, we have not omitted anything in the book. In other words, anything in deen, we haven't omitted it. What we've given you is what this deen. Now you're going to put anything else new and try and introduce new things. This is not part of deen. If it was necessary, Allah Ta'ala would have made it necessary for us to bring it as part of deen. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ Allah Ta'ala says, then if you dispute regarding any matter, then refer it to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, let deen be your hallmark, let deen be your benchmark in your disputes also. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ Allah Ta'ala says, this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow other paths, for they will deviate you from this, from his path. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, Say, if you love Allah Ta'ala, then follow me. Allah will then love you and forgive your sins. Say, if you love Allah Ta'ala, then follow me. What Allah Ta'ala will do in return, Allah Ta'ala will then love you and forgive your sins. How beautiful. And if a person says that he loves Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then follow the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't bring anything else that is not the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make that his way, and he wants to follow the something because it just sounds nice, it feels nice, it looks nice and looks appealing to our mind. No. What is the beautiful Mubarak way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Khulafa'i Rashidin that we follow and we accept? Doesn't matter what our thinking tells us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So fortunate that our deen is so complete. And the person doesn't need to find anything, he doesn't need to look for anything. Everything is shown to us, everything is brought to us. All we need to do is we have to follow, like one person says so nicely. It's everything, the platter of food has been put, even the niwalas, even the mussels also have been made. All we need to do is take that thing now and put it into our mouth and eat it. That can't be so hard. We just have to follow what we need to follow, and then we find Allah Ta'ala has made everything so easy for us. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillah.